Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And looks like we got another interesting number night here with the date, 1/21/2012. So, I'll have to do some clearing on that here in a little bit. So let's see what's going on with Carrie, if she's out there. And what's going on, Carrie? Anything new in your life or anything?
Well, we had rain last night, and it's been a gorgeous day here in Southern California. We've had a nice cool breeze and beautiful blue skies and mostly really nice little fluffy clouds where I am. And the air has been smelling really nice today, I noticed. Whenever it rains here in the L.A. area, it cleans the air, and it smells really good. And I'm sure all the plants are real happy to have a bath and get all the smog dust washed off them. So it's been a really nice day here. We're supposed to have some more rain, I think, coming. I'm feeling very British talking about the weather. Well, welcome, everybody. Yeah, January, so 1/21/2012. That is quite a date, isn't it?
Yeah,
so I guess zero must have energy on it too, right, Ron? Does it have energy the same way the other numbers have?
Yeah, it's still tracking, so.
Yeah, interesting.
Here are the ones here.
Okay.
So here we go. So 1, 2, this is what you'd be doing on your natal chart if you had that pulled up to do that. I think that's unlimited also, if not mistaken, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, I guess we'll do the 2 next here. So, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, we'll see how that makes you feel. Oh, boy. A little heavy there. I'm bringing some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So Station 2 tonight, as I'm sure all of you listening already know, maybe somebody could type that in for me for in case anyone else is accidentally over on Station 1. excuse me. So type your questions into the fast chat.
We should do the zero, huh, for 2012. Let's do the zero.
Oh. Yes.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh man, 9 and 10. Wow. Let's see if anybody else is feeling a little low right now. Wow, those are kind of rough energies. So
yeah.
Like you yawning?
Yeah, I'm yawning. Liz is saying she had a big yawn on 1. I think I had my biggest one on 0, actually. And where I'm feeling it is the bones on the front of my face. I'm feeling like a pulling, dragging kind of feeling, and the yawning. So I don't know. Maybe they attach on our heads, these numbers. That doesn't feel very nice. Okay, so, right. So I guess while we're waiting for some questions, I'm just noticing, Ron, that Ed's eyes are red and hurting. And Doina is saying, I wonder if Ron can charge water for the eyes to wash them, or make an eye wash.
Well, we could do, we could try that, I guess. So either do eye wash or skin misting water. So this will only work on the call live here. So get a glass of water, everybody. And make sure it's, you know, definitely clean for your eyes. And we'll do one or the other for you, whatever one you would like to have. So let's bring in the energy of the light being here. So if you want to scroll down on the monitor screen a little ways, you can see the light being. And we'll energize that now. So here we go. 1, 2. Oh, it is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's get your water container. And light beam's charged up, ready to go. You may have seen a change on your monitor screen. And here we go. Hold your glass of water. It would be for skin misting water, which would be the swans coming. Or the one for the eyes will actually be the light beam. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Ugh. Okay, that water's charged up, so enjoy that for you. Either use it for the eyes or skin misting water. And we could have callers tonight if you'd like to call in. And it's like a question from Everett here is, Kat passed away, so, normally the cats will, their spirits will go back to the light ship instantly now, unless you want it to hang around for a little bit, so you can communicate with it if that's needed. They do have an emotional body, so that could stay with you for a while if you like. They normally won't cause any problems here because, they're just doing what they're doing. They're not going to really typically hop into people. But, you know, like we saw with that, if you watch that YouTube video where the cat was barking, that's quite interesting to have a dog come into the cat. And then, actually, as the cat looked at the owner, I guess, the dog realized that it was not in the dog body, and then the cat had to come back in again to meow. So it's quite interesting to watch that. If you haven't seen it, I would imagine you could probably just type into YouTube, the words cat barking or something. Maybe somebody could try that and see if that would work. for cat barking. And that way people can look at it. It's quite interesting. It really makes you understand entities. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, that was really strange. A couple of people sent that in last night on the Q&A. So I saw that last night, too. It's quite peculiar.
Yes.
yeah, really odd. Really different, two totally different voices coming out of that little cat's mouth. It's not a very long video if you haven't seen it yet. The cat is up in a window, in a high-up window, looking outside, barking its head off, and then the person videoing it, I guess, makes some noise, I think, and the cat realizes the person is behind, and the cat looks around over its shoulder at the person, and as it's looking around, the bark gradually turns into a regular cat meow, and by the time he's looking at his owner, the cat is meowing. Really, really interesting. So, yeah, so sorry to hear about your cat, Everett. I don't know if you were listening to the Q&A a week ago, but when you had mentioned on there about your cat, I hadn't had time to bring that up before the show closed, but Ron had sent you some peace energy to the cat and some energy for your sense of loss while we were doing the Q&A. So I don't know if you heard that or not, but just to let you know, we did that on the Q&A right after the show. I think it was last Friday. So callers tonight then would be great. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And then go down to line 3 and area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. 72. So we have about 20 minutes. We'll go to the light ship about half past the hour. So we have about 20 minutes to read, and Ron answer your questions. So do type some in if I'm not. I don't think I've missed any. However, it was just asking, yeah, what happens to our animal friends who pass? So Ron, you said the spirit goes to the light ship, so it goes to the light ship, not to its home base energy. Is it different for animals than
it's
it is
well different
for
animals? Yeah, it has to get deprogrammed first. So it's in the light ship, or actually outside the light ship in quarantine. So they all go to the light ship in quarantine before they go to the home base energy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Otherwise, you know, it would still be in darkness. It'll still have the energies of maybe even implants and things like that it could be tagged with, but basically they do have emotions in the emotional body, and from there they have to be deprogrammed.
So does that apply to us too?
Yes, it does, uh-huh.
Okay, all right, great, good to know. Okay, so Phil is asking, is there anything that can help to lower high blood pressure? Oh, and we have a beep. Maybe we'll go to the beep first and come back to Phil's question. So who's on the line?
Hi, I'm Larry. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hello.
So, yes, I had a question. My understanding of the ascension process is that if our bodies are already taken sideways, as far as our little body parts are concerned and other bodies on other planets, then we've already been taken sideways. And if that's true, then why not destroy two-thirds of the darkness first and then give one-third of the people a chance to come back and restore themselves and their body parts?
That's an interesting question. But the light cannot go out and really destroy anything until it's actually attacked first, and or the military is under attack. Then it will come forward to do that. So it really can't go against its initial free will, free choice, protocol that it does. Because it has to do free will, free choice. So even though, you know, things are going astray and going wrong, it needs to be able to find you in order to fight for you to get you back again. And then it'll continue on and maybe look for other spirits. So, you know, it's not like down here where we have wars and you try to take over something and conquer it. The light has to always hold its integrity so that it will not fall into darkness. So if it started to run amok and destroy the darkness, some of the darkness, if it's not interfering with us, is actually okay because it's not going to affect us. It's only when they come in here with the alien stuff and they start doing things that take away our free will, free choice. And at that point, that's still, you know, in a sense, our free choice to tap into that unless we're abducted. So it gets to be a fine line there, but they will go out and destroy the
darkness. Ron,
they are attacked.
Can I ask you this? Can I
yes.
ask you your viewpoint about this? That if the soldiers, the aliens are fighting the soldiers or the light ship, and aren't they just as bad as the people who are conspiring and making the plans for the aliens to attack the light ship or our soldiers and their spaceships? Aren't they just as bad, the ones who commit the conspiracies and plans for the aliens to do that?
I think what you're saying is that there are people physically living here that are being run or controlled by aliens and they're doing harm to us. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I'm asking two different people. There's the aliens that fight and destroy the light, try to destroy the light ship. And then there's aliens that are making plans for these aliens behind the scenes for them to attack. And these are the main big shots that are making the big plans for them to attack. Aren't they one as bad as the other?
Yeah, they're both bad. In the light, there's it's one or the other. So it wouldn't matter the amount of energy that they're doing. If they're still taking away free will, free choice, it doesn't matter how much they do that or how little they do that. If they're still doing it, they're doing it. And so with that, the light ship will go after them if the soldiers that are fighting them are attacked. Remember, you have to realize that the soldiers on timelines are still in duality, okay? And so it's an interesting way to look at it because they're still being, in a sense, aggressive or aggressors on the aliens, which would make you think, well, gee, why would the light ship want to help them? Well, it's because they're looking for what's taken away our free will, free choice. So even though they may look just as bad as the aliens, you know, if you just, you know, flip it upside down, they're looking for the aliens that are doing something. So they are still running on the duality timelines, except they're finding a way to get rid of them. And so when they're attacked, then the light ship comes in because their premise is to bring back free will, free choice to this planet. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, I believe so. I know you said in the past the light ship would go after the aliens that are attacking and also the... They go all the way back to the planet and destroy the planet. So
yes,
I guess the malevolent attitude that they would all have would be the light ship to attack that.
Yeah, they go as far as they can go with the energy until the it stops.
Okay.
And so if for some reason the aliens stopped, or the aliens are in time, so if they actually stopped what they're doing, then the light ship would stop their attack on something that would be way far out, controlling somebody else, so that they can't really continue on because they need to get that energy, kind of like a cording to those people. So long as they can find out who's controlling who, they will definitely continue on and look for those energies. But if the energy stops, then all of a sudden, you know, there's no more control, so they stop also. So as long
I see. Okay.
So they will go. So if for some reason there's 10 alien races and they kept all being one on top of each other in their spiritual alien Galactic Federation hierarchy, if they were to continue on with all that and each race was controlled by another one above and they kept giving the information to control the one below them, the light ship will keep going and terminate all of them. But if one of them stops, they'll stop there. because then they're not doing, taking away free will, free choice.
I see. Yeah, that sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Yes, and the lights now, so it may not even possibly stop sometimes because it's seeing everything at one time. It can view all the timelines instantly because it can go through them. And because it's not in time, where the aliens are in time. It's kind of like watching some runners, you know, when they hand the baton off to the next runner, you know. Well, the light ship sees all of it at one time, so they may continuously go after all these things, too. That's another possibility that could happen. But they still have to honor their premise, you know, the protocol of free will, free choice, and not interference. Mm-hmm. And it's a little hard to take it first when you've been abducted and you know that your life is not very good because of what's happening, what these people are perpetrating on you, but you have to realize that, you know, the lightship does have to keep its initial protocol, you know, of that. Otherwise, you'd have nothing to turn to. You know, it would be just as bad as the other, because eventually it would creep over to darkness, too, and get worse and worse, which could have been what happened to the aliens. You see, so you have to look at it as that it's a fine line there as to, you know, what to do, but they will continue on as long as there's energies that are causing harm to something else. So you look at it and say, well, yeah, this alien race A and alien race B, and, you know, B is controlling A. So right away, and A is controlling us. So if they get rid of A and there's still somebody trying to control, and they see that B was controlling A, well, then that's taking away their free choice. So just from that, the light ship would step in once they initially got into the battle of doing this. You follow me?
Yes, because, I see.
Because if they're in the universe of light, which is where they are, working with us, then once they find out that something is controlling something else, they're actually helping out the alien race that's being controlled, even though it can be doing bad things to us. Yeah, but it's seeing their free will, free choice being taken away. Because the land of you know, of light is free choice, free will. That's where we are here on this planet. So that's why the soldiers and how the soldiers can get away with actually fighting the aliens, because they're working the same way to get rid of the perpetrators here.
I see.
Okay Larry, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. I think I heard another beep, Ron. Is there someone else on the line?
Yes, I'm here. This is Nikki.
Hi. Did you say Peggy?
Nikki.
Nikki. Oh, hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi. I'm just fine. I'm glad you guys are hanging in there. I've heard you mention the false light in the last few times, Ron, and I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more about it so I understand how we get nailed by false light.
Yeah, okay. I guess the first thing is that people think that there's something wrong with them because they don't have enough light. And they probably rationalize because life isn't the way it's supposed to be or the way you think it should be. Like we'll say from the Garden of Eden, we'll say, right? And, you know, you're down this path that is not too good, and things happen to you on a negative basis. So that would be that you don't have enough light in you, because if you did, you would typically not fall into the traps of the darkness, okay, or what's happening, which would be a negative situation.
Okay.
So coming from that standpoint, okay, that premise, people would go outside of themselves to bring in the energy. Well, the aliens figured out that if they gave us a mind energy in place of heart energy, then we would start to think what our problems are and attempt to fix them using the mind. And the mind is the trap. And so they gave us a mind, and that mind now you know, analyzes everything, and we always attempt to figure out what's wrong with us, okay, because the mind, you know, works that way. Well, what happened was the aliens gave us what I call the light of the darkness, which is attached to the mind energy. The mind energy copied the light of the darkness, copied everything that the way that true light works. So true light works the almost the exact same way, except for non-interference, you know, and manipulation and control. Works the same way as the light of the darkness does. The light of the darkness just copied the light. So everybody knows all about how the darkness works, in a sense. And the light has the same protocol, but it doesn't control you. So if you do manifestations in light, it's the same process. So instead of using your head, you'd use your heart. And so what they did is they created the light of the darkness, which is the false light, the illusion. They brought that into the different churches. And that's what you connect to, pray to, and whatever you're doing as far as some type of ritual. And you're connecting to something always outside of yourself because you're using your mind. So the mind is the problem. Now, if you had no mind, then your spirit in your heart would talk probably louder to you than the mind does. So a lot of people have mind chatter. They get all these thoughts that kind of recycle in their head all the time. Or it analyzes them and beats themselves up with the different situations in their life. Well, the mind, the heart would not do that, but it would still be a very, very loud voice in you. And so the light of the darkness just copied how the light works, and to our spirit, it can't really tell the difference because it's not strong enough and able enough to kind of figure it out. And it doesn't go out of the heart center. It doesn't go into mind, okay? You can bring mind to spirit, but you can't bring spirit to mind, because that's darkness. And so the human body, actually, because of what the aliens gave us, is like this memory, you know, like a hard drive full of, what word am I trying to use here? Recorded thoughts. So your cells of your body, records the thoughts that you have, and those thoughts are judgment. Because remember, in the heart, there's no such thing as thoughts. So all of a sudden, you start having your body being a program, and you keep entering more data into that program, and your cellular memory has it, then you pass it on to your offspring. And that's kind of what the problem is, because you can never get away from it. So as hard as you try working with the mind will never get a solution. It'll just keep giving you a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's what the darkness did. They copied how light works. That's why when we do the psychic billboard, you're able to use a program created by the darkness, because it's there running all the time. It doesn't really care what happens. It wants you to be telling everybody what your problems are so that you can get more problems. So you're able to go into that program and edit it and change it for what you want to have better in your life. And the darkness does not care how that program is used, because it's there to take information from your cellular memory. Now your cells will transmit this energy of what you're dealing with, what emotions you're dealing with, and transmit that to everybody around you. And then from there, they come into your life and bring forth information for you. Unfortunately, that information a lot of times can be very harmful to you in the fact that it may not be what you actually want to have happen in your life. The other part of it, the flip side of that is that the spirit can understand how that works, because your spirit goes, oh, this person has this problem, so we'll just make the problem even worse so that we can heal the body. Because the human that I'm working with isn't very responsive to data, and so we'll really make it much harder on this person, because this person does not understand that this stored data is going to eventually kill them. So your spirit actually goes along with the program because it's there to help you. Unfortunately, that's the way it works. So it kind of says, oh, that's good. Now we got a psychic billboard, because this, the human that I'm in needs more pain, needs more tension, needs more problems, needs more of this. And so I will draw to it, with the energy imprinted on the psychic billboard, what the person is dealing with, so that they'll have more of the same, and maybe even greater more of the same. So the spirit is there to help the body heal, and it doesn't really know that you're causing yourself more harm, more pain. It just knows that it's there to help you. So the light of the darkness is the same thing what light is, but it was created from the blueprint of light. That's why the darkness energies can heal very nicely, very easily, probably actually faster than the light, only because they gave you the problem. They have the formula for it. So once you understand that, you can see how all these dark side practitioners will say, or people doing maybe chants on somebody or whatever they're doing, can have great results using darkness to heal somebody, because the darkness will work with that person, and darkness knows that the energy pool that the person is attached to, the darkness knows what's going on. And so the person can have a healing, you know, fairly quickly by going to a healer, as opposed to having true light heal you. The true light only works moment by moment. It has no history of the past. It has to look correct, okay? It's always in the moment. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. So
Thanks for calling, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. So we had a question from Phil about lowering blood pressure. I'm trying to think what we could do. We could,
we have some good natural remedy suggestions from several people on the fast chat. So I guess in terms of creation lightship, I'm just thinking body jump start, and there's separate from that, if you just wanted to get one clearing, there's the blood and circulatory system, I would imagine, because those have custom boxes and you could put blood pressure in. But Ron, maybe you want to give Phil a quick scan, and maybe you can hone in on what's behind his high blood pressure and therefore give a more specific answer than I'm able to give.
Well, it does feel a little physical to me, but I'm just seeing a lot of stress, tension, stress, not too much trauma, but just stress. So maybe the stress might be what you might need as a stress clearing. Any other
suggestions? Is it anxiety?
Anxiety one, yeah. We have extreme anxiety. You might do the extreme anxiety clearing. Because they have
and
regular.
Might be good to timeline crash it too.
Yeah, that may work too. Well, there's so many different options here, but I am seeing like the anxiety. I'd probably get on and do the extreme anxiety. I'd probably do the body jump start, because that one might be less money for you, and there's so many clearings on there that would be very beneficial.
Yeah, and there's still a little over 2 months left on that one. That's the one that includes mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation. There's just so much on there. Is the extreme anxiety, Ron, is that a lifetime one or a one-time clearing? I don't remember what that one is in format.
That's a whole lifetime one.
Okay.
Not mistaken, but I haven't done that one for quite a while. I know I had two, so one might go a little bit deeper possibly.
Okay. Well, I think you mentioned we would go to the lightship at the bottom of the hour, so maybe we can do that now, Ron, and while Phil is up there, he can request healings on his blood pressure issue.
Yep, here we go. So this will only work for people listening live. And here we go. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And they're showing me dolphins, so we'll go into the dolphin pool of water. There's 3 dolphins, and a lot of people like to actually feel them, so you can put your hands you know, maybe palm facing outward in front of you, and you're actually going to feel the dolphin energy, the physical body of the dolphin, you know, on your palm of your hand. So that's kind of neat when you feel that. And move your hands up and down, back and forth. And here we go. Let's go into that room. Request healing for each room that you're in. So let's go into the next room. This is the room that has the rainforest. A very beautiful room. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into a room. In fact, Phil, you might come on the entity call, which I'll be doing, if you can, next Friday, because you might be drawing to yourself entities that have high blood pressure. So if you happen to go to a doctor's office and they check you out, they could have been hanging out there and attached to you, and maybe your blood pressure may have been maybe normal or maybe okay, and then from there maybe they could have hitchhiked. So your reading could be much higher than what it really is, although if you're having physical problems with it, then that would not be the case, but entities could be doing that. So let's do an entity release here. This is what we did last Friday. So we'll just focus on blood pressure and just see if you feel your body physically change. Here we go. So one, two, let's get rid of entities causing high blood pressure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, these are entities leaving you that are affecting blood pressure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, we'll just see if that helps all of you. We'll go into another room, and we'll go into the golden waterfall room, and also we'll go into the hot tubs, which are red in color. And this is where they can, the water is heated up. So if you need to be a little warmer, you can just request it to be hotter. And this helps us to detoxify our body. So here we go. Detox room, so stronger. And the waterfall is coming all around us. Stronger, cleansing us. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now let's do a another room here in the light ship. And we'll go to the Bashomi elephants. So we'll have the elephants come to us. Here we go. So one, two, three, 4 and 5, and request healing. And we'll go to where the Black Panthers are. Here we go. So stronger as they come to us, request healing too. They have beautiful eyes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll go into a room that has, this is the rock room. So the many, many rocks are there to do healing on us. As we're laying on them now, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's see here. Let's go into one more room here before we come back here. We'll go into the room that has the koala bears. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we'll come back from the light ship here. So coming back down. And here we come. Animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants are with us. Coming down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. So we've got about six questions to get through if we can. We've got about almost 20 minutes left of the show. So going back to the topic of the red eyes, Ron, Ed was just wondering if there was any connection with the fact that both he and Doina have had this red eye problem the last few days. Don't know if there's any connection there, if you can see any connection.
No, I don't see anything, no.
Okay. So Mika was asking if anyone has done the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. I think looks like Mika just bought it and she's been running it and feeling the layers of ick being taken away. And Kathy is typing in that she's done that clearing many, many times and is having some good effects. I know Kathy's called in or typed in to the shows over the last few weeks or the Q&A. And you suggested that she, I think she's done it 12 times now because she had a lot of curses and stuff on her, and she is feeling relief and having a good effect from doing it that many times. So if you do just run it once and you feel some relief, but you feel there's more, Kathy is a testament to the good effects of doing some of these clearings multiple times. So I just wanted to point that out because I know it's good to do some of these more than once, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, definitely. Uh-huh. The standard ones you only need to do one time, but when you get into some of these ones, the curses and, you know, the dark side practitioner and things like that, it's always good to do it more than one time. But the basic energetic bodies, like your feeling body and emotional and mental, those typically one time is really all that you need. But the other ones, you may want to do more. Because if you feel something leave you, always do it again to see what happens. If you're a non-feeler, I would probably do something like that maybe a half a dozen times probably just to see what happens. But the main thing is to, you know, keep using that clearing. And then, eventually, you know, when the clearing ends, which typically could be a couple of weeks, you want to go in and do the unlimited version on that. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Liz has a question about acupuncture, and she's wondering, does doing acupuncture open us up to being contacted or connected to different alien races?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure on that one. I have heard of a couple of people who mentioned, who were very intuitive, they said, yeah, that was correct, what you're saying, Carrie, but I'm not completely sure if it would do that or not, because you are, you know, you're in the meridians and you are, you know, energizing them by removing energy blocks, so I can't see anything wrong with that. But since you are in the meridian with the needle, you know, could that energy be used by the aliens to connect to you as they, you know, connect to that energy of your body? So I don't know what to say. The answer could be yes, but I'm not going to say that for sure. You know, you have to find some way to have some relief with something, even though it could be a little harmful to you. So I would not, say not to have acupuncture, you know, being afraid of aliens because they will find a way to come in regardless. So I don't think that would be the answer. I'd probably say is, you know, not to worry about it too much, okay?
It might be more to do with the person who is administering the acupuncture because they're holding the needle and putting it into the meridian, and it might be an alien race that they are connected to or their body is connected to, and now they've made that connection straight into your meridian. That might be more what would be harmful than the actual needle in your meridian unblocking energy.
Yeah, that would probably be true.
Possibly, yeah, okay.
So somebody is interfering. Well, I shouldn't say interfering. They're connecting to your body energy. So, you know, it would be like a handshake or something, but this is much, much stronger because it's going right into your body energetics rather than just touching your skin. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard one for me to answer.
Okay. So Shannon has a question about the dark side mind control transmissions clearing, and she's asking that you talk about how to use the option in there that is specific incidents.
Okay. So let's just say that you have a known problem, and you are assuming or thinking that this problem is caused by somebody. Like the example that I gave the other night, I think, was, you know, which is the reason why I had to create this feeling. There's a lady that, I think she had a boyfriend, and they weren't married, and somehow there was a problem with the male, and she could not leave the person. Literally, she couldn't leave. She wanted to leave, but she just couldn't get out of the relationship. And then either she figured out or I asked her or something. I don't know. And it turned out that the boyfriend's parents, and I think they were possibly Eastern Indian or maybe from Trinidad, I think one of those two, was the problem. Very interesting how my voice is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to say this here, okay? So, you know, stay out there. So anyway, what happened was she could not leave the relationship, and she wanted to. And so I put that clearing up, I think, at that time, so it would help her to get rid of the parents that are forcing, and also the grandparents, because they all liked the lady. Maybe the guy had a bunch of other girlfriends they didn't care for. So they really adored her, you know. And because of that, she could not leave the relationship. So maybe, you know, the guy could have been a jerk, you know, or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. Not to be in here, but, you know, the parents really liked her, and they wanted her to marry their son. So that would be what you'd put in there, you know, for that situation, that, you know, maybe the people's names, because you know who the practitioner is. And hopefully, you know, she got away from that relationship, but it sounded pretty awful to me, you know, when she was talking about it. So that's why, you know, you have that option to enter that in there. Maybe your last employer didn't like you and laid you off or something, and is doing a psychic whammy so they never get a job again. That happens a lot, too. And here you are applying for an interview, and your psychic billboard is being transmitted, you know, with the writings from your old boss, you know, saying that you're a poor worker, you know, you don't show up on time or whatever he's thinking of you. You know, you're not qualified at that point for the job. You're not good enough. You're always late, you know. You don't perform, you know, whatever that person thinks of you, they're writing continuously on your billboard. So you're able to change it that way, too. So that person you want out of your life, you don't want their energy to control you. So that's what you put in there, is that person's name. And, you know, you have to do some searching to see maybe what they're doing to you. But if you know that there's a group or person, then pop that name in there, and it will help you out more. That's why we put that particular situation in there. Okay.
Okay. All right. So the next question is from Liz. And I think we were talking a little bit about this last night, about how we're all from different alien races. So Liz is saying she's confused about the origin of the alien DNA and also how it got into us. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron.
Boy, that's a good one. Okay, so let's just assume that everybody listening is from a different alien race, or maybe, you know, we have certain genetics that are from an alien race. Well, initially, the alien race could have been from the light. The light ship could have created them, and they went off into the universe of light and, you know, had a great time, and then somehow they chose darkness. And all of a sudden, now they're in the darkness, don't know how to get out of the darkness. Now they know about us controlling you. I mean, this could be going on for zillions of years, okay? And so now they know that they want to bring a race down to this planet that they can manipulate and control themselves. So they create you, take out or add to you different imperfections, and put into you some kind of mind-controlling DNA, because they're very advanced. Maybe they made you out of a hybrid or something. And all of a sudden, they popped you down here. Well, you still have light in your body, because their body still has some light in it, okay? And that's kind of the way you're formed. But you're not completely as you should have been, because they removed from you maybe some light code. That's why the light infusion chamber puts those light codes back into you again. So all of a sudden, you know, you're not the way you should be, but you still contain light. And they may have light, but still you're an alien race down here. Now, the alien races control each particular person, and so the race that you're from. And that's why, like, we had the World War II war, you know, with the Germans and the Japanese coming together, two different alien races that kind of agreed to take over the planet, we'll say, you know, outside of here. And then they activated the DNA of these two races down here to get together and to have war against the planet. So that's kind of what you're looking at. So we are alien races here. We are from aliens, but we don't have all the energy that the original race had initially, and we still have light in us, and maybe that could be our only saving grace, is that they took out some of the darkness and stuck us down here. I don't know. But we are from alien races, so that's why we all look different. And we do have light, and that's probably where the Bible talks about, you know, you're created from the image and likeness of God or something, you know. So that would mean that you do have light inside of you. That's why I would perceive that. Otherwise, is that to be a God that would change faces all the time, because we have different looking faces here, you know, with different characteristics. So we could all look like the image of this one particular, you know, God energy. But you have to realize that, you know, I think the hidden truth there is that we all have light inside of us. We don't have all the light that we need. Cowboys and aliens. Seeking out gold. Yep. Thank you, Tina. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, they probably brought us down here to mine gold on this prison planet, you know. So,
yeah.
Back to-
there are quite a few texts floating around, too, that kind of describe what you've just talked about. I think the Lost Book of Enki is one of those. So, old history of the planet. So I don't remember what clearing you did, Ron, but there's quite a few comments here. I could feel that. Thanks, Ron. Ron, this is really clearing my chest, Nikki says. And Cheryl, stress leaving me. Thank you, Ron. And Mike P., I do feel some less body tension. So whatever that was, Ron, you did good there.
Yeah, it was either the blood pressure one or it was the entity.
Oh, yeah. There's comments about the entity release, too. Jan is saying she saw her dad's face when you did that. That's interesting. So, sorry.
Yeah, so her dad is or was probably attached to her as an emotional body then.
Yeah, wow. Wow. So I have 54. I'm going to sneak one more question before we close out here, which may have been while we were still on the lightship, I'm not sure, but Everett was wondering if there are any rooms that help your voice for singing on the lightship.
I do personal sessions with people.
Yeah.
To attune them, yes. Yeah, so that I can do personally. Want to send me an email, and we can just see what we can do for you. Normally, we'll just see what you need and how far you want to go. One session could probably be enough to help you. I just get on the telephone, and as you would, you'd first warm up before you call me, we'd set an appointment. And then from there, I could watch your energy and make the energy of your body more compatible with what you're singing. And what it does, it makes your body become like the whole voice box, so like a sounding board. And if you listen to singers, a really good singer, when you hear them sing, their whole body emanates that the song versus just the throat and, you know, the mouth. Hmm. And that's what I do. Also, if you play a guitar or piano or some kind of instrument, I can also help you out that way, too. So, I guess that's probably it.
Okay.
Everybody, I guess tomorrow's our 8-hour special conference call to get rid of the aliens within. And get rid of those critters and the poisons and the carcasses and the waste products. That starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we have other radio program starting at 4 o'clock on BBS. So I guess anything else you need to add, Terry? And we'll be doing the Monday call will be for the decloning. And Tuesday will be chords, getting chords released. And then Friday I'll be doing entities again. And I think a lot of people love the entity call. I've had a lot of comments on that it really helped them out. We went back to, I think, about 650 years. So we'll just continue on with that a little bit to see how that works out. So, Terry, anything you want to add? I'll let you have the floor here or the microphone or
the headset. No, I think there are a couple more questions, but we don't really have time for them. So I just see one more from Lucy. So hopefully you'll be listening Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, Lucy, and you can type it in then, and we'll get to your question then, because it probably has a bit of a long answer. So thanks to all of you for all your questions and comments, and Ron for the clearings and taking us up to the lightship, and hopefully many of you are coming on tomorrow's Sunday call, and then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday, the one-hour calls, and, of course, next week's CBS shows and Q&A. Busy, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, it's busy this week.
A lot of stuff.
Yep. Okay, everybody. So we'll see you later, and blessings to you, and thanks for Carrie. Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much, Ron. Good night, everybody.